mean, there's still a lot of fathering to do. There are kids who need your attention, a wife who needs your attention.
Welcome to the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. This is the show where we remind dads of what's most important. I'm your host, Scott Moore. Thanks for joining us today. Hey, Todd, how's it going?
Oh, Scott, I wish I could just say, oh, it's an amazing day today. And it is a good day. But I don't know, do you ever get in those? It's not even the doldrums of summer, because it doesn't feel like we've had the doldrums. I mean, the sun came out and dried up all the rain, and it feels nice out. But I just feel kind of restless. Not restless like I want to go do something, but like, you know, where like it's hard to focus on one project and you're like got all these things you want to do and should be doing. And then you're just like,
I don't have projects.
Like you go to pick, I'm like, I'll go work on this. And so you go to work, you open it up and you're like, I don't know where that Phillips screwdriver is. Who had it? Who had it last? And then you feel like you spend all day looking for, and then you quit, and then you go look at, do something else that doesn't work. And that's just how I feel. I feel that way right now, and I don't like it because I normally don't. I'm really usually like, let's tackle it. Yeah. But I don't, maybe because nothing's been easy to fix. I mean, I have some RV things that need some attention, and I just don't feel like I'm making any headway. My wife and I started cleaning out the basement last week, and she goes, this could take a couple of days. Well, we only got one day in, and so it's just sitting there. The garage needs cleaned out. You know, other projects, I need to put the trailer lights on the minivan, and it's just all those things. And so it just feels like one of those.
It's almost like you're becoming me, except that I don't try to tackle all those things. They just come at me. And then, you know,
when I
have to fix something because, you know, we can't live without it being fixed, then right. I can't find the screwdriver and my kids, you know, hit it and stuff like that.
I know. And it is kind of hard. I mean, we've got, you know, with Ben and Rista, they live next door and Ike across the street. Everything's getting more spread out. Where it used to be, I knew it was in my house. It was somewhere in my, you know. And now it's like the vacuum cleaner. Can anybody find the vacuum cleaner? Has anybody asked Ben and Rissa or Ike and Carolyn? And it's like they just it's become community. So
just need to start billing them.
I need to figure something out.
You go out and buy the new toy, the new tool, and then send them the bill.
I know, but when you were as a kid, who always gets stuck?
I know.
The parents, you know, it's kind of like, you know. And I don't blame him. I'd do the same thing. Man, if my dad had the mower, I'd use his mower. Why do I need a mower? Dad has a mower.
Oh, but you're looking at this all wrong. This is your opportunity to get the new cool stuff. Because I got my dad's cruddy old drill that had a cord on it. So he got to buy a brand new drill that had no cord and big honking battery that worked much better.
I know, but when you live right next door, you don't need them both. You know, so I don't know.
It's hard.
Even though my kids are buying tools, and so I get to use theirs, so I can't complain. I can't. I could, but I won't.
Well, then quit your whining. Let's move on.
And that's what I feel like I need to do. Just quit your whining, Todd, and move on.
All right. Then do it.
So tell me how good your week's going.
It's awesome. We're having the peach truck today. Well, we had the peach truck the other day, and now my wife and daughters are making peach jam and peach
the
barbecue
peach truck.
And all
is there like stuff. A truck that sells peaches door to door?
Apparently there's this truck that comes up from Georgia loaded with peaches, and you put your order in like June and it shows up in July, and it brings you like boxes of peaches, and then
peaches.
It's really awesome, man.
They're is like this a Cincinnati thing or is this a,
I think it's wider than that, but it's gotten popular here in the last 2 years. We did it last summer and now this summer. So very cool.
And so they're making peach stuff.
Yes. So, and the jam is awesome, man. We burned through like a dozen jars of peach jam last year. So
wow, that's kind of fun.
It's very cool. They even made like this peach syrup that you could put in like that nasty tasting seltzer water, you know, sparkling water stuff that doesn't taste like anything. You can put this stuff in there and then it actually tastes good.
Huh. So, wow. Okay. And then you kind of, you feel healthier.
Something like that. I'm pretty sure there's still a lot of sugar in it, but it tastes good.
I don't know. Poison. It's poison, Scott.
Well, you know.
What a way to go.
Not much worth sticking around here for anyway, Todd.
I know it. Make it a double. Yeah. So I started on the Utadad Daily Calendar 2021-2022 yesterday. And so we're certain I got a whole month done. It's amazing. I mean, I've done this for so long, but I'm excited about this year because I got some new fun stuff. And I think it's going to be another great calendar, great tool for dads. It won't be coming out for usually November 1st is what I shoot for. So we'll see. But it takes a lot of work. But if you'd like to sponsor a day, we have a day sponsor where you get a third of the calendar, kind of the sidebar, and you can talk about your business, your ministry, just underwrite it and say, hey, this is for my anniversary. I know Nathan Duncan did that last year. That was kind of cool. The cost is $100 per page. So say you wanted 365 pages, you would just send me $36,000.
So am I going to be immortalized in the calendar this year? Because I feel like I've been here long enough. I ought to be in the calendar somehow, that little cartoon version of me.
Okay, I'm writing a note, a Scott in calendar.
You could maybe in, you know, like me and Calvin and Hobbes all in one strip together or something. You know?
Well, I'd probably get sued by Calvin and Hobbes, but maybe we could do a Scott comic. I would think
make
about
a good
that.
Comic strip character.
That's a lot of work for one stinking page one day.
Yes, but it could become like a new thing. I could be like your character for a comic strip.
That's not a bad idea.
We could make a podcast comic strip of us.
What's the point? If you guys have any good ideas
for that, send them in to us. We'd love to see them.
Howard probably will. Howard's got lots of creative energy. I need some of that right now. So, Howard, what's your secret? So
it's our new
probably peach drink.
It's our new stream of income. We're gonna do the Family Man comic strip.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be like that weird next door neighbor on what is it? The one with Tim Allen.
Home Improvements?
Yes, so I'll be like that weird next door neighbor nobody really knows.
Scott, I want to see like your eye or your the top of your head.
Yes.
Heidi ho, neighbor. Hey Todd, how's it going? Honey, he's out there again. Yeah. Oh yeah. I can see that. Sounds like it could be my ticket.
The
out of here.
Adventures of the Family Man.
Adventures. There you go. Well, this is this week and next week are like busy family weeks here up in northern Indiana because my whole family comes. My mom and dad are here this week and it's kind of tame, but we'll go over to the lake to visit them. This is where my family has vacationed for since time began. And but on Friday, starting on Friday, all the brothers and sisters start showing up and with their kids, and it becomes pandemonium to the max. It's a lot of fun, a lot of exhaustion. My dad gets a little twitchy, you know, because it's a little hard for him to handle sometimes because there's so much junk out in front by the water, so much junk out in front by the road. There's just junk everywhere, people everywhere, chaos everywhere. But my kids are super looking forward to it. And it is always fun. So,
yay.
But exhausting. You hear me yawning already.
Break out the jet skis?
No, we don't have any jet skis. We're lucky to have a boat that runs. my kids went out in the little aluminum boat, you know, with the little motor on the back. They drove that out and we were thankful that it got started. But the pontoon boat that they got last year, it's not new. It was my uncle's. It's not running right now, so something to work on when the brothers get here. That's right. That's right. Plus, Ben and Rissa are due for a baby. I think their due date's like August 5th. But the other night, Ben came over and goes, "Dad, Mom, you might want to keep your phones on because this could be the night." And Rissa had, you know, kind of just uncomfortable kind of tightening, not contractions, but kind of a cramping kind of feel. And she'd gone to the doctor that day and they said, "Well, you know, things are starting to move." And so they're like, "Oh, man, it's happening." And wow. So they
baby number
but
three.
But it hasn't right? happened. Huh?
Baby number three.
This is baby number three for Ben and Rissa. Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
That is just shocking.
That's like serious parenthood at that point. You're now outnumbered and like you're not just trying this out. You're getting there.
You're of course, committed now.
In like homeschool terms, that's still a tiny little family. You are just getting started. My kids still think we have a small family because we only have four kids.
I know it. I know it. Well, we have eight in some circles. That is a small number, you know. And you can always tell those parents who are like, "Oh, they'll say, how many children do you have?" And you can hear them setting you up.
Yeah.
You know, like, "Oh, we have 13. Oh, really? We have 15. Yeah. You know, and they say that with.
And you're like, "Oh, we have 8. And they're like, "Oh, something happened. Yeah. Sorry about that."
Yeah, that's right. And then they're just dying for you to ask them how many they have. So you don't. You just go, "Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Good talking to you."
Yeah.
So, but that's we're trying to figure out that, I mean, the plans, how they're affecting all our plans. Cause here's my rundown, Scott. So I've got a family camp in Cedar Bay, Michigan that I'm going to go to. I think it's the second week of August. And Debbie had already said, "Hey, you know, we're going to have a new baby here. So I feel like I need to be available, you know, to watch other kids and to help." And so, you know, "You might just have to take the kids to family camp." And I'm like, "Okay, I can do that. Yeah, you know, that'll still be fun, kids and I." Well, now their aunt invited the boys to go to Kodiak Island, Alaska for a big fishing trip. And my kids are like, "Dad, we're out of here." So they abandoned me. And so now the family man is going to family camp without his family. For it's not real long, so it's 3 days, but that's part of it. And so we're trying to figure out that. And then next weekend, not this coming weekend, but the weekend after, Debbie and I are taking our two youngest boys, Cal and Jed, to I think it's called the Lego Brick Fair in Virginia. We have to spend like 3 nights in a hotel for this, and they give you a pretty good deal, but it's like Lego heaven, where they just get together. They have tons of Lego pieces. They have new, you know, Lego is there and they show new things. And these are all for those Lego Uber fans, you know, who, and so Cal and Jed for the last, I don't know, 6 months have been working with another family whose kids, older kids, are Lego nerds. They've been building this giant Star Wars city. And I mean, it's impressive. It's real big. It's got, you know, blocks and mountains, and it looks like Tatooine. I don't think it is, but it's one of those kind of things, you know, where they have the cantina and all that. And they're going to take it to this thing, and they're going to have a little booth set up, and they're going to talk to other Lego nerds. So we've got that coming up. And my wife said, "Yeah, but what if Rissa goes early?" And so now I possibly could be taking them to Virginia by myself.
You're going
to
be by yourself, I'm pretty sure, on that one.
I know it. This is, you know, it's kind of like the old bait and switch where your wife says, "I really think we should clean out this room." And you're like, "Or we need to volunteer for this." I mean, my wife did it. We really should be a part of the kids' action club at church. And I'm like, "Okay." And by the time it starts, I'm the only one going, and I'm committed because my wife can't do it. And so now it feels a little bit like that. So we got some things we're working out.
Yeah, you've got to work on not letting yourself get roped into these things, Todd.
How do you do it, Scott? This will be our first comic. This will be our first comic. Oh, honey, I'd really like to. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, yes. Oh, my leg. I just can't seem to move it. Yeah. So
I have to remind my wife of all the little loopholes in things. Like when she wants me to do something, you know, update the bathroom, it's like, honey, we only have one. And if we, you know, we start messing it up, and if I mess it up, which, you know, I'm likely to do, I mean, you kind of have to throw yourself under the bus at times. Like, you know what a schlep I am, honey. I'm probably going to screw it up, and then we won't have water or no toilet. I mean, we're going to have to build an outhouse by the time we're done. And by the time I'm done talking, she's like, fine, forget it. It's cool the way it is.
I feel like I'm in the presence of a master.
I work very hard at this. You people just see me as this like happy-go-lucky lazy guy, but I've worked hard for years to become this way.
Yes, sensei.
There you go.
Yeah. So does that work? Like, honey, I mean, if we just get the mail today, it's going to come again tomorrow. So why don't we just wait till the end of the week? You know, we'll get it. I'll just walk out there on Saturday.
Now you're getting the picture.
There you go. And dads, don't you feel better? Have your wife listen to this show sometimes, and she will thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
At least I'm not like Scott.
That's right. So it feels like a busy time, but I still have this feeling, Scott, this feeling. You know, that's the thing about being a dad. Even when you get the feeling, you still have to kind of dad through it. You know, you can't. I remember Dad saying, I just need to get myself right before I can take care of all these other issues with kids. And I'm like, you don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
You know, they can't wait on you to get yourself right. And you may never get yourself right. So I still have to play ping pong when Jed says, hey, Dad, you want to play ping pong? I guess, Jed, we can play ping pong.
So. And the deep spiritual lesson for the day is that's how God gets you right. Is by putting you through all of that stuff.
That's right.
You thought kids were going to be fun and cute and all that. No, it's God's tool for sharpening you.
Yeah. You know, and that is true. I mean, because I've talked to several parents who have gone into parenting maybe thinking that it was going to be this cute little thing, like this little Hallmark thing of me and my little daughter, you know, skipping down a sunny sidewalk as the music plays and she's in her cute little pinafore. I don't even know what a pinafore is, but it sounds like the right thing to say. Pinafore and her little, you know, shoes and just curly long hair. And they're disappointed because
it's diapers and vomit and
it's ugly and it's hard. And it's like, you know, maybe there's some other issues along the way. I mean, we've been praying for Bob and Tina Farewell and their daughter, Becca. We mentioned last week, who broke her neck in a skydiving accident. I mean, even when you read their prayer requests, I mean, they are still hopeful that God can do and will do. But in as you read their little updates, you also sense that they're praying their hope is in other things, not in other things like, oh, we're putting our hope in doctors, not that. But, you know, I hear people say stupid comments like, we're praying for a speedy recovery, like she has a cold, right. You know, and they have said, we've just seen God work in all these amazing ways. And we're readjusting our life right now as we face this kind of new adventure before us, knowing that this is life changing. For them and their daughter, really forever. Yeah. And you don't know that when you sign up for this parenting thing. I mean, as soon as Ben and Marissa have their baby, Sam and McKenna are due at the end of August with their first child, and they're going to be great parents. But, you know, you just have no idea the adventure that awaits you. And like you said, Scott, it's really maybe parenting isn't for our kids. Maybe parenting's for us. Where God uses this to—it's
a whole new ball game, man.
It is, it is, and you see a side of yourself that you didn't see. I mean, I can remember when I got married, seeing things in me that I just couldn't believe were in there. You know, I thought I was a pretty spiritual, wonderful guy before I got married, and then afterwards, I'm like, "Who are you, Todd? You know, where did that come from?" Yeah. And the same in parenting, you see, you know. You see these things, and I don't know, and I have amazing parents, but sometimes, you know, my amazing parents would do these things that I thought, you know, and every parent said this, I'm not going to do that one with my kids. Mm-hmm. And then I see myself doing exactly the same thing. I mean, it's almost like they're living through me. And, you know, it's just this ugly side of you that just comes out. And I wish there weren't so, but people always ask me, not always, but when I'm out, you know, I'll be at a camp or I'll be somewhere and they'll say, what can we pray for you? And I always say the same thing. You know, I wish I could say, oh, pray that, you know, we'll be able to use our time wisely as we were ministering to other moms and dads. But I never say that. I always say, would you just pray that I'll be a good husband and a good father? Because really, that's what I want to do. And Dad, if you're listening right now and you're thinking, oh, you know, what could I pray for Todd or Scott? You can pray those same things, that we would be a good, that I would be a good dad, that I would be a good husband. Because that's just the hardest part. But I know if I get that part right, you know, the rest of it is cake. And if I don't get that part right, the rest of it doesn't matter. So
no one ever asked me that. But if they did, my answer would be just pray that my wife will expect less of me.
Cartoon number two. Scott, I can't believe she can expect any less of you. You know, has she not been married to you for like 25, 26 years?
Yeah, almost 27.
27 years, and she still expects from you?
She's a high achiever. Takes a while to fall from where her bar was to where mine is.
I see. So, but she loves you just the same.
I think so.
On most days. That's true. So anyway, I wish I had something exciting we could talk about, but I don't really. I think I covered all the things I was going to talk about. I was even looking in the news to see if there was anything fun and exciting in the dad news, and I didn't see anything. So maybe all across the country, summer is the same. That we're all kind of in the, not doldrums, but in that part where you just kind of slosh through as being a dad. But here's the deal. Dads, like I said, we don't have the luxury of waiting until we're through it. I mean, there's still a lot of fathering to do. There are kids who need your attention, a wife who needs your attention. There are garages to clean and to do it with your family and issues that you need to work on. I mean, my wife and I, we were the other night, we were all alone and, you know, we were tired and we were thinking about watching a movie. And she goes, oh, would you want to watch something that I want to watch? And I knew it would be boring, but I said, sure. And so we watched a Netflix show called The Social Dilemma.
Oh, mercy. I saw the preview for that.
Yeah. That's so terrifying. We watched it. And it was basically, you know, again, how the social media has such a huge impact and how it was designed really to have that impact. And you know, they might take it in a little different direction than I did. But again, the point was that it was designed to capture children and capture us. And it's doing just that. I mean, you would hear all these guys who say, you know, I helped build Instagram and I can't get off of it. You know, I can't get off the very same thing that I created. And anyway, so they were just talking about with their kids. And afterwards, you know, I still had that kind of pit where you think, I really do need to be more intentional in some of those things. And we've gone this summer so far without any video games or things for my younger kids. But I can tell that maybe we all need to watch it and we need to have a tougher conversation.
So it was worth watching?
It really was. I mean, towards the end, it kind of felt like I had a slant towards anybody who was conservative.
Yeah.
But it still is worth watching. And I think it's about an hour and a half. I think it'd be worth watching with your kids too. Because you kind of see that they have like this little skit that kind of goes through it and it's okay. But you can see the power of these skits, you know, like there's a girl who she takes her little phone and she goes into her bedroom and takes those pictures that all girls take, you know, where they look at each and they, you know, and do three or four and they post one of them, they filter it and they post it and everybody says, oh, you're looking beautiful. Oh, wow. You know, and there are four or five comments of that. And then there's a comment that says, wow, could your ears be any bigger? You know, kind of like that. And it shows how she just kind of fixates on that comment. And you see her later in the bathroom, kind of looking at her ears, and you see a tear kind of slide down her face. And she's probably 13, but you can just see, and they talk about it. And really, I think the interesting part, will, and I think your kids would think it was too. The interesting part is you can see how it was designed that way. You know, it's designed to know what you like, give you what you like, so you'll want to like it some more.
Yeah.
And it was good, but it was, you know, not my idea of an exciting alone video night, you know, couple video night, snuggling on the couch, eating popcorn. But anyway, so all that to say that, again, you know, there's just stuff that we need to do, and to be intentional. You know, I think about my youngest kids, you know, and I think, am I as intentional as I was with my oldest kids? And probably not, but I want to be, and I need to be, because the stakes are so, so, so high.
Well, I have two video recommendations.
Oh, yeah?
If you want to be a really good dad. First one, okay, will make you feel like you're a really good dad. If you watch The Mule, it's a movie with Clint Eastwood. And he plays this like really old guy who has been a lousy dad and he was a lousy husband. His wife divorced him, but now he's old and he's running out of money, and he ends up becoming a mule, which apparently is a guy who transports drugs for this drug cartel, and he makes a bunch of money and then manages to reconnect with his dying wife. And by the end, it's really, you know, somewhat, well, sad and depressing, but sort of happy. but you feel like you're,
you know,
really,
you could also
dad.
Do movie reviews, Scott.
Yes. But anyway, it'll make you feel like you're a really good, I don't know if I'd really recommend this movie. I'm so sick of watching the same things over and over and was too lazy to turn the TV off. So I watched that movie last night.
So he watched an entire docuseries on soap. hey, what's the next one?
And the other one is that we might be a little late to the party here with this one. Everybody may have heard of this already, but as I was mentioning to you before we started recording, there's a little video you can find on YouTube, and I'll throw it up on your Facebook page if you want. It's called Seagulls Stop It Now. Seagulls like the birds. And it's a bad lip reading.
I was going to write these down. Like, this is something that I need to, this could be a great dad resource.
If your kids haven't seen this thing, they'll think it's awesome though. It's a bad lip reading, which if you haven't seen that, you're really out of it, and you need to look up NFL bad lip reading. They take video of NFL players, you know, from the games and stuff, but they make up weird things that look like they might be actually saying these weird things. It's hilarious. But this one is a bad lip reading of The Empire Strikes Back, and Yoda breaks into song, and it's about seagulls hitting you in the knees and stuff, and it's just stupid and weird, and you can't stop watching, and it's hilarious. So if you haven't seen that, go watch it right now.
I'm going to as soon as we're done, and this is exactly what I need, who can't get engaged in his life, to spend 45 minutes
there you
watching
go.
drivel.
Yes. No, well, yeah, skip The Mule and watch the seagulls thing.
Okay, there you go.
It'll only be 5 minutes and you'll be good.
Okay. Well, thank you for your recommendation, Scott.
And that's all I got, man. I'm exhausted.
He's recording this in a reclining position. Well, hey, Dad, thanks for listening. You know, I do appreciate you. And I know maybe you're going through the same kind of blah right now. But don't give up. Keep doing the things that dads do. You know, engage with your kids. Do the fun things. If you still have some summer bucket list things to do, get them done. Talk to your wife if she has some things that she really wanted to get done. And then do one this weekend. You know, maybe take everybody out for ice cream, or stop the ice cream truck or the peach truck or whatever truck that comes by your house. Or go for that bike ride that you've been talking about. Or go play miniature golf that you've been talking about and wanting to do. I've told you for, I don't know, 3 years that I want to take my kids to a drive-in movie theater. And I mentioned it to my boys. I'm like, hey, Boss Baby 2, which I thought, how tame? That's got to be tame. You know, we can go watch Boss Baby 2 and Peter Rabbit 2. And they're like, we don't want to go to a drive-in. They're just mosquitoes and it's miserable and you can't hear anything. Crummy kids. So, I should Need to take him anyway. Need to take him anyway. And do it because you're the dad.
And that's our show for this week, Dad. Thanks for joining us for the Family Man Show with Todd Wilson. If you have a question for the show, email Todd at familyman@familymanweb.com. If you have a question for me, you can reach me at scott@unsocializedmedia.com. Thanks for joining us, Dad. Have a great week.